Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Continue, Mr. Anderson. And insofar as the CMA standards, based on the court's ruling, I want to ensure that we just stay involved with your knowledge of the development of them, any participation you had.
Sure, and it's CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is the federal organization that oversees Medicare and Medicaid spending. So I had nothing to do with developing the CMS standards, but these really are there's a book referred to as, well, titled CMS Conditions of Participation. And these are the standards that every hospital is held to if they want to participate.
Sustained.
Yeah. We can't go into the operation of them, just your background in terms of actually learning about them, using them, developing them.
Understood. Thank you. So the CMS standards were what I, as a practicing physician and a physician medical staff leader, was held accountable to. The standards were also what I was held accountable to as a chief medical officer to make sure that my hospital was meeting those standards.
Objection is sustained.
I'm sorry.
So, and for the purposes of this testimony, let's stay away from the CMS standards and simply go with your background, training, and experience on this.
Yes, sir.
So what did you review in connection with offering opinions here today?
I was provided with a variety of documents. Which I've listed out in this.
If you could give the jury just an overview of everything that we had you'd received towards offering opinions here.
Will do. It's quite lengthy, but it's multiple depositions from some of the treating physicians, from Catherine Beatty, some documents from Johns Hopkins, variety of organizations, including All Children's Hospital. Some policies and procedures from doctors from All Children's Hospital, the medical staff rules and regulations dated February 2016, depositions of Dr. Napolitano and Perno, Patty Condon, Jackie Crane, organizational structure, org charts for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, reports from various experts.
Okay, and what was your assignment here?
So you asked me to be a part of this this case, to really help the judge and jury understand how hospitals work. They're very complex. They're very complicated. The hospitals that I worked in, Johns Hopkins actually has another layer on top of it because it is an academic medical center, which has its own kind of fiefdom, right? So I was really brought on.
Objective relevance. Johns Hopkins is not part of the case.
Overruled. And if you can speak to any experiences you had where you were working with or developing things with Johns Hopkins, any one of them.
Yeah, so I'll be more precise about Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. I apologize. So I'm sorry, the question was, sir?
Well, that's a good point. I added on to it about any experiences you had actually working with Johns Hopkins in developing any policies, procedures, or other programs.
So I never worked directly with Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. When I was at Brandon Regional Hospital as the chief medical officer, as I said, we opened a pediatric hospital within the hospital. We actually worked with Jackie Crane, Dr. Napolitano, and other leaders from All Children's to help us build that hospital within the hospital.
For the pediatric aspect of it?
Yeah, yes, sir. It was a pediatric hospital within the hospital.
Okay. Now, so that the jury understands here, in terms of the hierarchies in hospitals, and can we bring up the, I guess it's now 2802, organizational chart, published, Judge, if we may.
Is it in evidence?
Yeah, it's the 2015 version we talked about.
I'm sorry, Judge, I want to hold out of the witness. We can still be good.
Are you finished with your credential background?
Yes.
Then Mr. Hunter can brought here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Just a few questions at this point. As I understand it, your first billet, if you will, as a hospital executive, was at Brandon Regional Hospital?
Yes, sir. My first hospital-based leadership position. Okay. Yes, sir.
And before that, and to the present day, you had not practiced in a children's hospital outside of medical school, correct?
As an obstetrician gynecologist, yes, I have not practiced medicine at a children's hospital. And I apologize for not being more clear before.
Not a problem. And you haven't worked in a children's hospital since medical school.
That's not entirely true because, again, Brandon Regional had the children's hospital within the bigger hospital, and Sunrise Hospital has Sunrise Children's Hospital.
Okay, well, let's compare and contrast for a
okay.
moment. Brandon Regional Hospital is a general hospital, correct?
That is correct.
Is it licensed as such by the state of Florida?
Sir, I'm not aware of the license.
You don't have any idea what the licensure classifications
are? That's outside my wheelhouse as a
Would
CMO.
You have any reason to doubt that it is licensed as a Class 1 general community hospital?
That's outside of my wheelhouse. I wouldn't even be able to comment on
it. You have any idea?
No idea.
Okay. We can agree that it takes adult patients.
It does.
That's primarily what it does, correct?
It does.
And it does adult surgery?
It does.
And the hospital within the hospital is just one floor of a general hospital, correct?
When I was there, it was limited to one floor, yes, okay. sir.
And that wasn't there when you started. It was something y'all developed.
That's correct.
Okay. It has nearly 400 beds.
Correct.
It's in a community as a community hospital, correct?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't have a reputation for referrals far outside as a tertiary care institution?
Actually, it does a lot of intake for some of the specialty work that it does, particularly in neurosurgery and other services that aren't maintained at most community hospitals.
And they're adult services?
Yes, sir, but we also took in transfers from newborns.
Okay. So if you had problems with a newborn, you transferred it, correct?
Well, we kept most of them at the hospital.
But if you had a complicated newborn, you transferred it to a children's hospital, correct?
For the most part, yes, sir.
Okay. Now, do you have any idea what the number of beds at All Children's has?
I believe it's in the neighborhood of 240, 250.
What is their licensure, do you know?
I have no idea, sir.
Do you know what the acuity level of the beds at All Children's are?
I do not.
Do you know how many NICU beds they have?
I do not.
Do you have any idea how many PICU beds they've got?
I do not.
To talk about your hospital in Las Vegas, you never worked in that hospital, did you?
I was in the hospital on a weekly basis, but I never had an office in that hospital.
You didn't have day-to-day responsibilities for being the CMO of that hospital, correct?
That is correct. I was that CMO's boss.
Okay. And you were over the top of him and didn't have command of the executive team, did you?
Not command, no, sir.
Okay. So you were not directly responsible for operations in that hospital. You were supervising what your employee did in that hospital, correct?
I was accountable to the work that was done there,
okay,
but not responsible for the day-to-day operations.
Okay, that's my point. Okay. So how many beds was that hospital?
The hospital writ large is, I believe, just over 800 beds, and I believe just over 200. I believe it's 206 of those are part of Sunrise Children's Hospital.
Is it separate?
The hospital is a multi-block complex. Sunrise Children's has an entrance on the south side of the complex. The adult hospital has its entrance on the northwest corner. The emergency room is, both the adult and children's emergency rooms are on the east side. So I don't know how to answer that. They are, you know, when you're leaving one hospital and entering the other, but there are contiguous hallways.
Are they separately licensed?
To my knowledge, they are.
And how are the licenses classified, do you know?
Again, that's above my pay grade.
Okay. What is the acuity level of the beds at the Children's Hospital?
So the Children's Hospital actually has every conceivable level of service, not level of service, every conceivable clinical service, including open heart. They have a very active open heart program. They have neurosurgical, pediatric open heart, pediatric neurosurgical. Sunrise Children's is the tertiary care hospital for the state of Nevada.
Okay. And your responsibility was overseeing the CMO of that hospital?
My responsibility, my accountability to my bosses in Nashville was to make sure that that hospital was running. I relied on my chief medical officer as my right hand for making sure that that happened. But at the end of the day, if something went afoul, I had to answer to it.
And when were you working with those folks?
Began in the fourth quarter of 2018, okay, and I finished in the fourth quarter of 2021, for 3 years.
So those 3 years, but during the time that this incident took place, you were at Brandon Hospital, correct?
That's correct.
And at the time this incident took place, you had not worked in a pediatric hospital in 30 years, correct?
Again, that goes back to my clinical career.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But
might not be 30, but more than 15.
Going back to medical school?
And residency training, so up to 1991. It's pretty close. We're getting old, aren't we?
All right. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, if we could bring up, I think what I was doing here is having. Okay. This isn't confusing at all, is it? All right. Let me represent to you, and for the record, this is Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Well, actually, let's identify by exhibit. Where is it? I've got to get set up here again, Judge. All right, so this is exhibit Johns Hopkins, actually, 2802. The Johns Hopkins organizational chart as of 2015, the year before what we're talking about here. Now,
I'm sorry, the date on mine says February of 2016.
That
is, are you looking at the same?
Fine, I think. It was 2015 issued and 2016 on it.
No, we said 2016.
So it's revised 2016.
All right. So it's 2016.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take the jury?
Your Honor, may we approach? I'm sorry. We have an issue with this exhibit.
We're just trying to keep all our paper in a row here, so sorry about that. But I think we've figured it all out.
I'll keep asking questions. All right, so before we get to the organizational chart, can you tell the jury a little bit of the history of All Children's Hospital became Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, to the best of your knowledge?
Foundation, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Are you aware of the circumstances surrounding the acquisition of the date and the general terms of how Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital became Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
You may continue, Mr. Anderson.
He showed you what's in my evidence as 2200. I'll ask you if this was something you relied on in reviewing the background of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital.
I'm sorry, can we have the exhibit number? 2300.
Yes, Mr. Anderson, it is.
Can you tell the jury approximately when All Children's Hospital became Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
On April 1st, 2011.
And is Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital part of the Johns Hospital Hopkins Hospital system? If you know.
I believe that Ms. Crane described it as the sole corporate member, JHHS.
Right.
And they did appear on the 2012 org chart. I've not seen the 2016 version.
So then let's bring up the 2016 org chart, if we have it now.
Yes.
All right. Oh, this is just so much less complicated. Now, can you, you know, the first thing we'd like to know is, your position at when you were working for Hospital Corporation of America, where would you fit in this? Was there a similar position?
Well, I don't see a specific box that identifies chief medical officer on the on this All Children's Hospital chart one.
Right. Okay. Are there any equivalent positions there? Just to orient the jury.
Right, I'm looking. At the time, I believe they had a vice president of medical affairs, Dr. Brigitte Mueller, in 2016. I'm looking for her box on this org chart.
Let's go to the next page, please. And what I'm looking for here, and you can stop us when we... what I'm trying to look at here, and there's Dr. Mira, so this position right there?
I see it.
Okay. So let's then, if we can scroll through the next page. All right. What I'm trying to establish here is the chain of command from the president down to risk management. Okay. Now, if you can identify risk management, which I used to be able to on the old chart.
Right. So risk management is on the upper right corner. Right. Thank you for the red box. Risk management is one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 organizations that report directly up to senior counsel, Jackie Crane. Mm-hmm. Jackie Crane then has direct reporting responsibilities, signified by a solid line. Yeah. One goes directly to President Chief Executive Officer Jonathan Ellen, MD. One goes to the right to JHHS, which is the Baltimore-based organization. And then one goes further to the right to the internal auditor.
All right. So in terms of the level, I see that the risk management department is separated off to report directly up to the senior general counsel.
Objection, Lady, Your Honor. Overall, you can answer.
Yes, that is correct. Risk management was responsible for reporting up to the senior counsel, Jackie Crane. I just want to point out, our expectation as leaders is that you not only expected your reports to direct.
Your Honor, it's not responsive to a question.
Sustained.
All right.
Thank you.
What, if anything, is different about this that you were about to explain?
I was just going to explain that there's a push of information up to your boss. Rule of thumb, never let your boss be surprised. But there's also a responsibility to pull information up because you are accountable as a leader to the organizations that you lead. You can delegate out tasks. You can delegate out.
Your Honor, it's unresponsive to a question, but an editorial comment that has no foundation.
Overrule the foundation, but let's have a question next time.
Well, why is the pull part of this so important?
So as a leader, you are responsible for what your teams are doing. So they should be reporting up to you, but it's your job, if needed, to pull information from them so that you have a clear understanding of how they are performing on tasks that you have delegated down to them.
So for the general counsel, senior counsel right here, and the senior counsel reports to the president?
That's correct.
The general counsel...
Senior counsel.
Senior counsel, for your background training experience, would that she have a duty, he or she have a duty, to pull information then on a timely basis from risk management?
Objection, I lack foundation in this organization, you speculate.
Let's just go with non-speaking objections, please.
Foundation, speculation.
Overall.
You can respond.
Yes, sir. In an organization such as this, you would expect that there would be a push and pull accountability.
And would that be on a reasonably frequent basis? Or constantly?
Generally, I would meet with my direct reports on at least a weekly basis, if not more frequently.
All right. So, if you could then... tell us whether, as to this chart, then the risk management was directly reporting and the senior counsel directly pulling information up to the most senior levels of executives in this operation.
Your Honor, relative 403, lack of foundation. Overall,
you can answer.
Yes. So the senior counsel should have been getting information from risk management on a recurring basis and sharing the most relevant information up to the president, chief executive officer, and JHHS, and as needed to internal audit.
Now, are you generally familiar with the facts of this case, the Kowalski's versus Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
I am.
And are you familiar with the facts leading to the time spent by Maya Kowalski at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital from October of 2016 through January of 2017?
I am.
And what was significant to you in your review of the facts there that would make this case one that the senior counsel would or should have, rather, had continuous knowledge of?
So this case was...
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance Foundation, outside of Cleveland.
I need to hear that question again, please, Mr. Court Reporter.
Okay, what was the significance to you and your view of the facts that there would make this case one that the most senior counsel would or should have, rather, had continuous knowledge of?
What were those last few words? I'm sorry.
Where does this beginning of his answer? He just said, so this case was in that judgment.
Mr. Anderson, why don't you ask the question again, because I didn't quite hear what the court reporter said.
It was what we call an inartful question. What I'm asking here is, based on your knowledge of the facts, can you explain to the jury why this case situation, whatever you want to call it, about the Maya Kowalski situation, was one that should have, if it didn't, reach the level of senior management?
Overruled. You can answer that one.
Thank you. So, in multiple depositions, including those that were aired this morning, it was clear that risk management was involved in helping to influence or make decisions of regarding or supporting Maya Kowalski's care. The references in the depositions suggest that was a fairly frequent conversation. On page 166 of Catherine Beattie's deposition, she describes conversations that she had with risk management that describes, quote, this case was different.
You can simply just, without reading it in, just reference references.
I'm sorry, Ed.
That's all right. Have you ever testified before?
No, sir.
As an expert?
No, sir.
All right. So,
Your Honor, please, the witness seems to have been reading from something just a moment ago.
He's got the deposition.
I'd like to know what else he's got.
What do you have there? show it to Mr. Anderson, who can show it to Mr. Humphrey.
Sure.
It's his file.
Mr. Anderson, why don't you go get it and show Mr. Humphrey?
I will.
Court, please. It's a thick notebook that appears to have selected.
Why don't you come to pop up here?
So,
hold on a second. This is what we're going to do. We're going to put the notebook back there, but we'll leave it closed.
Okay.
If you need to refresh your recollection, just let us know.
Okay.
We can open it up, and then the lawyers will come up and look at whatever you're looking at.
Understood.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And may approach you.
You may.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, where were we insofar as the reference or sources for your opinion in that regard?
I'm sorry. Can you reorient me?
Yeah, can we read back the last question? Just without reading it and just references.
I think the one before that.
Okay. Okay. What I'm asking here is, based on your knowledge of the facts, can you explain to the jury why this case, this situation, whatever you want to call it, about the Maya Kowalski situation was one that should have, if it didn't, reach the level of senior management? And there was an objection.
Thank you for that. So, as I said, risk management seemed to have pretty recurrent involvement in the case. That's the risk management department. The case was described by Kathy Beattie in a conversation that she cited in her testimony as being different, and discussing that with risk management and explaining multiple reasons why she felt it was different.
And so, armed with that information, what should have happened if it actually didn't?
So if this was a case that was constantly pinging in risk management, it seems reasonable that would be shared with the executive who's in charge of risk management. That would be Senior Counsel Crane.
And so I believe we have an email here from,
at this time, 2277, 628, and 629 Alpha, previously admitted evidence.
You may.
All right. Now, do you note here who this is from?
It's sent from Patricia Condon.
Are you aware of her position?
It indicates that she's a risk management analyst at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital.
And do you recognize any of the recipients?
It is sent to Jackie Crane, who was senior counsel. It was sent to Louise Bairns-Kurth, who I believe was the head of risk management at that time, and Cindy Driscoll, which is a name that I do not recognize.
All right. Now, if you would review this as to the topic here, you see where they are continuing the allegations of, quote, self-inflicted.
I do.
Wounds, scratches. And then, and if we can keep scrolling down, and how they were asked about lesions from Mrs. Kowalski, either directly or through her counsel.
Waiting, Your Honor.
Overall.
What I see is a quote from Ms. Condon. I did advise Dr. Majors to get pictures of the scratches. I need her to inquiry with Maya how she got them.
And
just reading the exhibit once again,
that's not how witnesses read exhibits.
Does it appear to you that Dr. Majors, then, from this, was advising, or Patty Condon, rather, was advising Jackie Crane, among others,
about the incident where Maya, what the jury has heard about, where Maya was stripped down, held down, and photographs taken from her.
Calls for conclusion, objection, calls for conclusion, relevance, 403.
The ruling of relevance, and the ruling the other objections. You can answer.
This does reference an a direction, advice, to get pictures of the scratches.
And assume for the purposes of this question that the photographs taken of Maya Kowalski were never analyzed as part of the medical records, and a after set were never taken, and that this just appeared to be an unpleasant, highly unpleasant situation for Maya Kowalski without any authorization from parents or anyone else. Is this the type of incident that should be reported up to the highest levels?
Objection, Your Honor. Assumes facts, not evidence. Can we approach on this entire matter just a moment?
Sure, you can approach.
Based upon your background, training, and experience into a reasonable medical, sorry, do you have an opinion based upon your background, training, and experience into a reasonable medical management probability as to whether the senior level executives at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital were made aware of the situation involving obtaining pictures of Maya Kowalski?
Objective foundation and proper hypothetical.
Overall, you can answer.
From this email, it's apparent that Jackie Crane received this email and the information was there for her to receive.
And based upon your background and training and your knowledge, what would be the appropriate thing to do if a senior level person, management level person, received reports that could be construed as a battery upon a child? What should they do?
In my experience as a chief medical officer, if I saw information like this from one of my direct reports, I would investigate. I would get involved. I would make sure that I knew. I understood what was going on.
Would you get personally involved, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Form and objective relevance.
So now, from your review of the facts of this case, can you tell the jury, and have you had the opportunity to review various emails and other documents involving the exchange of information between Ms. Condon and Ms. Crane and others between the Risk Management Committee and the senior level, to determine whether there was an appropriate response back down from senior management to investigate this further?
I have seen emails where information was shared with Ms. Crane. I've not seen any emails that there was a response directing other actions to be taken.
And assuming that these photographs were taken several days later, do you have an opinion based upon your background, training, and experience into a reasonable medical management probability as to whether this failure to investigate caused or contributed to the injury done to Maya Kowalski from the photo session?
Objection, speculation, no foundation.
Yes, sir, I do have an opinion.
And what is that opinion?
I believe that it did contribute to the injury, and I think that we all, I was here on Monday and I heard that loud and clear from Maya Kowalski herself.
And in this instance, I'd like to bring up Exhibit 1082, and for the record, that's the Johns Hopkins patient family rights there. And if we could go to the next page that sets forth the actual. And then if we could go down to, or look at the first two under expect privacy and always receive polite and. Now, based on your knowledge of what happened to Maya Kowalski just in this incident, do you have an opinion based upon your background, training, and experience as to whether Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital violated its own internal statement of rights to patients?
Objection to relevance outside the plea.
Overruled.
Yes, I do have an opinion.
And what is that opinion?
I do believe that there were episodes that have been reported in testimony that were outside of these directives as rights that patients should have and expect.
Same question as before. Based on your background, training, and experience, if a senior member of management learns that patients' stated rights are being violated on a consistent basis, what should they do?
Objection, Your Honor. Relevance Foundation outside the pleading.
Again, as a leader, if I saw this kind of information coming up from one of my direct reports, yes, I would get personally involved, and I would find a way to get us back on track.
And would that involve, what, if any, training would that involve as to the participants?
I would certainly make sure that they understood what the patient rights were that we were advertising as affording every single patient in the hospital. I would make sure that they understood what was in bounds and what was out of bounds.
And would you, what if anything would you do to ensure that if a particular employee, in this case, let's say, Kathy Beattie, rejected that training. What is your opinion based upon your background, training, and experience into a reasonable medical management probability should be the action taken with an employee in this situation who either fails or refuses to accept this training?
Objection, relevance, foundation, outside the pleadings, no foundation.
I don't understand the question. So I'm going to sustain it on my own. I don't understand what you just asked.
Fine. Maybe I'll ask another one. All right. So what is appropriate in this circumstance for the retraining of Kathy Beattie if there was a circumstance such as you have learned repeated behavior violating the patient's internal rights? What type of training should be undertaken in addition to just educating them on this?
Objection. I don't understand that one. Say objection as before.
I sustain.
As to the training?
I don't understand your question, Mr. Anderson. I'm sorry.
I'll move on, Judge. All right. I would like to direct you over to the farthest column right before the black column right there, and the top is going to arrow next to it, and it involves the ability to talk to another position outside of this. I want you to assume for the purposes of this question that one or more of Maya's treating physicians, in particular Dr. Ashras Hanna, attempted to visit Maya in order to gain an understanding of her physical condition, how she was doing, and that he was rejected not from trying to go and treat, but simply as a visitor who was a doctor. Do you have an opinion based upon your background, training, and experience into a reasonable medical management probability as to whether Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital violated this right that Maya Kowalski had?
Objection to relevance. Assumes facts, not evidence. Improper hypothetical.
Sustained.
there's been evidence of Dr. Hanover. All right, now, has it come to your attention through your investigation that the Kowalskis were attempting to exit Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital during the first 7 days of Maya post-admission?
Yes.
Has it come to your attention that over that period of time there was no court order that authorized keeping her there?
Yes.
I'd like to show and publish now Trial Exhibit 2237-005, and this is from the Johns Hopkins Discharge of Patient Against Medical Advice. First, what is AMA?
Against Medical Advice.
Does it have the power of law?
No.
All right, so if we look at this chart down here and we continue down, from your review of it and further down, is this describing what the Johns Hopkins personnel should be doing in the event that a parent disagrees with their proposed treatment and wants to just get their child out of there?
Your Honor, Relevance Foundation, like a foundation, like credit.
This is the foundation.
Can you all approach, please?
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.